Trot's Talk here on Sky Sports Radio. Kevin Wolfe joined by Amanda Rando from Harness Racing New South Wales. Hello, Amanda.
Hello, Kevin. Thanks for having me.
No, it's always a pleasure to chat harness racing with you, or talk trots, as we say. And who's back in town? A big name's returned from the US. Tell us all about it.
So Andy McCarthy, he's back in town. Now, he drove out at Bathurst Carnival of Cups meeting on Boxing Day, and he had a couple of drives yesterday at Tabcorp Park Menangle as well. But for those listeners that don't know, Andy, he's the son of John McCarthy, and obviously the brother to Luke and Todd McCarthy. And he's been spending the last few years driving in the United States, and I looked up his record yesterday, and you know, he's amongst the top 50 drivers over there, which is a huge feat. But yeah, good news for us here in New South Wales, as Andy escapes the winter in the US. So he'll be spending a few months here in Sydney helping the family out, which is great news, Kevin.
Has he done this before? Is it a regular thing? Is he likely to make it a regular thing?
He has come over before and spent a little stint, but probably not for at this long.
Okay.
Yeah, he's sort of set up his career over there in the US, but now he's got a couple of young kids. I'm sure they want to see the grandparents in John and Narelle McCarthy.
Okay. Let's talk about Arms of an Angel. Bit of an injury cloud. What's going on?
Yeah, well, look, talking about America, she's certainly one of the fastest mares outside of North America, probably the second fastest mare. And yeah, there has been a bit of an injury cloud over her and her racing career. Just before Christmas, Connections discovered that there was some sort of problem with her knee, and it's been a bit of a mystery since then, Kevin. Co-trainer Shane Tritton, he said they'll have an MRI scan on that leg tomorrow, which is Thursday. And the time prior that I spoke with Shane, he said the mare, she was bright within herself, eating well, even jogging well, but it was the fast work that was when the problem was noticed. They immediately had a scan on her leg and it came back unclear, so they were advised to sort of keep her boxed up and let the knee settle before having another scan done. Shane believes the mare obtained the injury in her last start. She galloped for a short distance a few weeks ago at Menangle when she was in front, and she ended up finishing sixth in that race. And they think it could be a fracture or even a bone chip, but yeah, they're still unsure at this stage. So I guess watch this space.
Alrighty. We move to Maitland this Friday night for the Carnival of Cups. How big's this?
Yeah, it's fantastic. So it's a tab.com.au Carnival of Cups, and it's sweeping through Maitland Friday night. Massive meeting with 9 races, and the main feature is the Intercity Pace. It's actually the 53rd edition of the Great Race. And look, there are a few Sydney Pacers in the field as well as the locals. Markets are open for this feature race, and the Sydney trained horses are the early fancies, Kevin, including the Craig Cross trained Express Stride. He's the favourite at $2.50. Luke McCarthy's taking the drive on that one. The second fave is a horse trained by Kerrion Turner called Cienador. He's at $3.20. And John McCarthy has his mare, Louisiana Belle, Midfoo, and she's the third favourite, $4.50. So, yeah, looking to be a great race, Kevin.
All right, well, that'll start a pretty big weekend, won't it, in harness racing, because we focus at Tabcorp Park, Menangle, Saturday night, the Group 3 Simpson Memorial. Tell us about this.
As you just said, Metro Racing returns to Menangle this Saturday night, having not raced there since before the Christmas break. And as you said, the main feature is that Group 3 Simpson Memorial. There's a $10,000 first floor jackpot as well on that race for Tabs New South Wales customers. But look, this race, Kevin, it's all, every year it has attracted a top field. And this year it includes the Shane and Lauren Tritton prepared Blue Moon Rising. He's won 12 of his 13 starts and will most likely start favourite, having drawn Barrier 3. We also see the return of last season's Breeders' Challenge final winner, Conviction, for Steve and Amanda Turnbull. And we haven't seen this horse since he won that Group 1 race back in June at Menangle, but he has been trialling out at Bathurst. There's a bit of international flavour as well in this feature race. The pacer, Mr. Regal Major, he's trained in New Zealand by Tim Butt, and he went around in a race yesterday at Menangle, finished third. They went 150-1-4, good time, and he was working to the line nicely. Darren Hancock drove him on that occasion, Kevin, and he'll be taking the drive again on Saturday night. And actually, Darren Hancock and Tim Buck combined to win this great race, the Simpson Memorial, 2 years ago with Marfield Marshall. So, look, for us to have a bet on the race, I think Blue Moon Rising is the top pick. But for a bit of value, I think the Kiwi, Mr. Regal Major, is the big danger and probably more value, Kevin.
All righty. So that's for the big one. What about a best bet then for the card Saturday night?
A really good night of racing. We also see the return of Here's a Bromat for Kevin Pizzuto. This horse, you might not know, was getting ready for the Harness Racing Jewels over in New Zealand last year, but Kevin scratched him out of the series. He just wasn't happy with how the horse returned after a freshen up. He needed a longer break, and he's won five of his six starts, and so yeah, he's in race three on the program. We also see Stewie McDonald, the Western Australian driver we talked about last week that's coming over to work for Kevin Pizzuto. He's having his first drive for the stable on Saturday night. But anyway, back to my best bet for the program. It's a top program. And look, in race one, nice and early for the punters, really like the four, Millwood Liberty. She's had a bit of a freshen up since she finished second in the Teeny Teeny Stakes, where she did plenty of work early, and they ran the first three quarters in 27 sectionals. But look, she's drawn well again, and she has been used forward in her last few starts. So yeah, really like her. So that's race one, number four, Millwood Liberty.
Race one, number four is your best on the card. And just again, recap your selections in the big one, the group three.
Yeah, look, I really liked Blue Moon Rising on top in that race. And I think the danger is Mr. Regal Major. I really like the way he worked the line on Tuesday.
Excellent. Amanda Rando from Harness Racing New South Wales. This has been Trot's Talk. Thank you for that. We'll speak to you next week.
It's a pleasure. Look forward to it, Kevin.